the rest of the story. Charlie Lightoller got the cryptic phone call at 5 p.m. from a friend in the British Admiralty. Meet me in 2 hours, the friend said. And thus was embarked a 66-year-old chicken farmer on one of the most incredible adventures of his life. For it was known thereabouts that Charlie owned a 58-foot power cruiser called the Sundowner. Now, on the eve of June 1, 1940, the Allies needed as many seaworthy vessels as were available to assist in the evacuation of Dunkirk. Charlie said he would allow his cruiser to be used for such a mission, but on one condition: no Navy crew. He would sail the Sundowner across the channel himself. The friend hesitated. It was a big risk. Yet if it meant possibly saving 20 or 30 lives, perhaps it was worth it, so permission was granted. And so, on the morning of the following day, Charlie horsed his overgrown pleasure boat out of the yacht basin at Chiswick, accompanied only by his eldest son and a deckhand, age 18. The intrepid old chicken farmer set out for France. Well, halfway across the channel, the German Luftwaffe spotted the Sundowner. Three enemy planes. But before they could open fire, a British destroyer patrolling the area drove the intruders away. The warship's proximity was an incredible stroke of good fortune, for Charlie's cruiser, utterly unarmed, was ultimately vulnerable. By the time the Sundowner reached Dunkirk, it was the middle of the afternoon. They began taking on soldiers immediately. Charlie's son called up to his father. They now had 50 men below decks. Charlie called back, "She'll hold more." So more troops were taken below. Navy personnel became concerned. Surely the Sundowner could not take all of that ballast. But Charlie kept motioning more soldiers onto the cruiser's deck. The men were told to lie down and stay down, anything to lower the center of gravity. Out in the channel, the Luftwaffe was waiting. With no friendly vessels in the vicinity, the Sundowner was forced into a seemingly endless series of evasive maneuvers. The cruiser, although overloaded, was still able to turn quickly, and so beneath a hail of enemy bombing and strafing, Charlie zigzagged his way home, utterly untouched. The cruiser reached Ramsgate at 10 o'clock that evening. Officers stationed there, amazed to count 50 troops on deck, were all the more astonished as the remaining soldiers clambered from the vessel's hatches and companionways. 50 was more than anyone had anticipated. The final count of those rescued was 130. The odds against the Sundowner staying afloat, not only considering its disproportionate cargo, but the strength of the enemy attacks against it, was overwhelming. And yet, her skipper, Charlie Lightoller, having conducted this remarkable and successful evacuation, not only beat the odds, but he removed once and for all a stigma that had burdened him for most of 3 decades. For you see, Charlie Lightoller, the chicken farmer, retired seaman, for him, a lifetime of bad luck had just run out. For what none of the troops he transported from Dunkirk had realized until much later was that the man who guided them to safety in a vessel that should have sunk was best known until then as one of the men who could not safely guide a vessel that should have been invincible. You see, the rescuer of Dunkirk, Charlie Lightoller, 28 years earlier, had been second officer aboard the Titanic. And now, you know the rest of the story.